When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Chers auditeurs,
dear listeners,
bonjour.
Welcome in Comme d'Archi podcast season 3.
Saison 3 dans le monde fascinant des architectes.
And in the architectural projects.
Je suis Anne-Charlotte Deponte, passionnée d'architecture et docteur des universités en histoire de l'archi.
I am one of the spokespersons of Anne-Charlotte, who is a PhD in architecture history.
Merci.
Thank you.
D'être avec moi aujourd'hui.
To be with us today.
Et
and
maintenant.
Now.
Lundi en français, place au talent.
And Wednesday, let's talk projects. In English, of course.
Bienvenue dans Comme d'Archi.
Dear listeners, good morning. This is Esther on behalf of Anne-Charlotte. It's good to meet you again in season 3 of Comme d'Archi episode 63 with the very sustainable project Utopia delivered in 2021 by Pierre Champenois Architect. This very interesting story is written by Pierre Champenois himself. After my architectural studies in Rennes and Delft, I worked in Paris with Christian Ovet for about 10 years. I was his partner for 3 years, following his death in 2011, and after a period of management of the agency Ovet Champenois Associés, I founded the agency Champenois Architect in 2012. For the past 10 years, we have been building projects of all sizes and all types of programs, but in particular housing and public facilities, notably for the Ministry of Justice, which has become one of our specialties, as well as higher education institutions such as the Normandy School of Management, which has just been delivered in Le Havre. I chose to become an architect because it is the most beautiful profession in the world. A profession of responsibility, a profession of commitment to the general interest, a profession of passion for the know-how of construction. To be an architect is to carry out the first founding act of being in the world by designing a shelter to protect oneself from bad weather, and it is to think about the relationship with others in the organization and representation of built spaces. And then, it is a profession where one must speak with everyone, the laborer, the engineer, the citizen, and the mayor. The architect is a go-between, a mediator, even a storyteller who transmits the story of a project that is going to be built, which makes it an exciting human adventure. I have chosen to talk to you about our latest housing project, Utopia, an emblematic operation in Bruce. The starting point is our other project, Eden Square, at a time in our country's history when there was a growing ecological awareness of the need to renew urban and construction strategies. There was a real political desire to renew practices, and the city of Chantepie had expressed the wish to build a remarkable and exemplary building to complete the Zac des Rives du Blône. The order was placed in 2005 without knowing what an exemplary building in terms of sustainable development really meant. Indeed, if all the mayors of the time dreamed of building an eco-district, none of them knew what the specifications were. For this project, the mayor of Chantepie had decided that we could build 9 stories because, from his point of view, to make a remarkable building, it was to make a building which could be seen from afar, a lighthouse for a city, which had to radiate by its height. In order to gain in density and thus give a great place to vegetation, the PLU had been moved from a maximum of 5 levels to 9. When Franck Launay, Christian Ovet and I took charge of this project, we had the intuition that the ambition to shine should be located elsewhere than in the height. And this is how the idea of revisiting the architectural utopia of the Famille Lister de Guise of Jean-Baptiste de Godin was born. We were to update it into an environmental and social utopia and finally to make it in an innovative and exemplary building. We took the mayor's order literally to design a building where the pleasure of living together was combined with the need to consider new types of collective housing that are more virtuous in terms of energy consumption and environmental impact. We designed this bioclimatic greenhouse around which a ring of housing is organized. This closed space, protected from bad weather, allows for the distribution of all the apartments by sheltered walkways and for the creation of living rooms with double orientation and mostly through viewing. In Chantepie, we have succeeded in creating all types of apartments, from studios to five-room apartments with a window on the greenhouse and one on the city, and a balcony that allows you to enjoy the outside. It was a difficult job because we had responded to this very strong ambition, creating a very innovative building. To do this, we had to face some regulatory constraints that required a year of hard work to make this project compliant through a number of exemptions. This meant that we had to look for compensatory measures to adapt the regulations. There were three regulatory blocks, because this constructional device was not foreseen at the time by the Building and Housing Code. Fire safety. It was necessary to study with the fire department provisions so that the building is safe for the inhabitants and easy to defend in case of fire. The acoustic level inside the greenhouse. We worked with the state services to adjust the acoustic level inside the greenhouse and the acoustic insulation between the greenhouse and the housing. We had to define performance levels that did not exist in the regulations. Today, by appreciating the calm that reigns in the space, we realized that the acoustic comfort inside the greenhouse is quite remarkable as soon as we crossed the threshold of the residence. Air quality. Health regulations did not allow for fresh air to be drawn from the dwellings in an enclosed space. Thus, to ensure the sanitary quality of the air in the greenhouse, we have implemented only raw materials that do not require subsequent maintenance, repainting, maintenance with products that could potentially pollute the air. Through various analyses, we ensured that the air in the greenhouse was continuously renewed so that it was healthy at all times and in all places. When we repeated the experiment in Bruce, thanks to the various feedbacks and analysis on Eden Square, we made the project evolve, we adapted it, and we improved the system. The issues, which were focused on the environmental aspect in Chantepie, building permit obtained in 2007, have been broadened to other uses and trends for the Bruce project. The environmental aspect is still present, but the social aspect is becoming more and more important. We are no longer only interested in energy and material savings, but also in the notion of living together. In Bruce, we have put more emphasis on this ambition with the addition of a concierge service, a common room on the roof with a large terrace and shared vegetable gardens, a shared room for the residents, and we worked on the common spaces to allow the residents to meet, exchange, and fully leave the condominium together. This component was already present in Chantepie, but has been reinforced in Utopia. After enjoying individual pleasures for a long time, rediscover the happiness of the collective. One of the difficulties in the outlying communities is competing with the single-family home. In these two residences, the idea is to try to find all the attractions of the single-family home and combine them with the advantages of condominiums and the pooling of services and expenses. At Utopia, we offer four-bedroom apartments that take advantage of the entire roof, with very large terraces and private gardens where residents can practice their gardening skills. Each four-bedroom apartment has direct access to the roof via a winter garden in the form of a small white glass greenhouse, which can be lit up in the evening to create a new skyline for the city of Bruce. To conclude, let's ask the question. With which characteristics, which innovations, which services will the new constructions have to deal with in the years to come? Because the health crisis we are going through reveals that we must find a form of resilience within the residences we built. Building this collective life and this pleasure of living together means bringing resilience to these operations by introducing the notions of sharing and mutual aid within the condominium. This resilience must also be environmental, so that the building can withstand heat waves, storms, and cold spells. One of the innovations of Utopia that we can be proud of is the fact that we design an all-electric operation, which is very low carbon, with only 4 kgEQ CO2 per square meter per year of greenhouse gas emissions. Indeed, electricity is an energy of the future, even if for years thermal regulations have favored the use of natural gas. Electricity is an energy produced by all modes of renewable energy. Making a 100% electric operation with the RT 2012 was a real challenge. To achieve this means that the building is more efficient than a similar operation that would have used gas. Another innovation linked to this energy choice and to the configuration of the project is the individualization of the production of domestic hot water. Each apartment has a thermodynamic hot water tank and the individualization of the treatment of the air of the apartments. The idea is that each apartment has a heat pump that recovers the calories from the stale air extracted from the dwelling to heat the domestic hot water before rejecting the air outside. All the calories are then used and even reused, which is very virtuous in terms of energy optimization. The third innovation is the distribution of the apartments via an exterior corridor, made possible by this greenhouse and which allows only through housing, via the living rooms, with a double orientation allowing for natural ventilation of the apartment. To face the challenges of tomorrow's world, we must invent new ways of designing our homes and monuments. Dear listeners, thank you for tuning in. Let's meet again next week for a new Comme d'Archi in English. And until then, take care of yourselves. Goodbye.
Thank you for listening. Thanks to Julien Robourg, sound engineer, who is collaborating with us today. Don't forget to tune in to our previews on Instagram at Comme d'Archi Podcast. If you enjoy this podcast, don't hesitate to promote it by giving it 5 stars and a little comment on Apple Podcast or on your favorite podcast platform. And above all, subscribe to listen to all of our episodes for free. See you soon, and until then, take care of yourself.